Control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. And you can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach us in the way that is most effective and most useful to you. I prefer getting calls over Skype. And actually, last night was great. We had almost every call on the show. Came on over Skype. It almost makes it sound like you're in the studio with us. It's that good.
It is that good.
It's like the Bitcoin of phone services.
Yep.
Stop it.
So, you know, we'll talk about anything you want, of course, but we've got also interesting things that we've brought to the table here tonight. And in the vein of stories about parents and raising children and the state's involvement in our lives, Johnson, you've got yet another shocker.
Yep. So you talked earlier about a dad who, refused to buy his son cigarettes and, you know, the tragedy of how that went. Well, another tragedy occurred when a court psychologist ruled that this dad was unfit for not buying his son McDonald's.
What?
So here's how the story goes.
I thought the state was trying to stop people from buying fast food.
Yeah, especially in Manhattan.
Sure.
So a Manhattan dad is not loving McDonald's right now. Attorney David Shore slapped a court-appointed shrink with a defamation lawsuit for telling the judge, deciding a custody battle with his estranged wife, that he was an unfit parent for refusing to take his son to the fast food joint for dinner. You'd think it was sexual molestation, Shore, 43, told the Post Thursday. I am just floored by it. Shore says in his Manhattan Supreme Court suit that East 97th Street psychiatrist Marilyn Schiller filed a report saying he was wholly incapable of taking care of his son and should be denied his weekend visitation over the greasy burger ban. Sure.
What?
Yeah. Sure, a corporate attorney turned consultant with degrees from NYU and Oxford University had planned to take his 4-year-old son to their usual restaurant, the Corner Cafe on 3rd Avenue.
Sounds much nicer to me.
Okay, for his weekly Thursday night visitation last week, but the boy threw a temper tantrum and demanded McDonald's. So he gave his son an ultimatum: dinner anywhere other than McDonald's or no dinner.
Hmm.
Okay.
The child, stubborn as a mule, chose the no dinner option.
Wow.
The disgruntled dad says in the suit.
Well, kids want to eat what they want to eat.
Right, sure.
And you can't make them eat. That's one thing that it comes down to kids. You just can't make them eat. So,
they're hungry enough. They're going to eat something.
You know, you'd think that was true.
Really?
We parents appreciate the parenting advice.
You're telling me a child will starve itself to death?
In fact, I think
not
that there's
to death.
So, well, they'll certainly, you know, a malnourishment situation.
Yeah.
And you know, the fact is that if they realize that holding out on eating will then result in, at some point or another, because as an adult, you're like, this kid's got to eat. What do I do? All right, Johnny, you can have the cracker.
Right. Remember, there's a custody battle going on in this case.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't know if you've got what it takes, Ian.
That's
I don't know
why I have a vasectomy.
If you or anybody else has what it takes to outweigh these kids. Because it's the one thing they've got is control over their own bodies.
Mm.
Well, he goes on to say, it was just a standoff. I'm kicking myself mightily, Shore said. I wish that I had taken him to McDonald's. But you get nervous about rewarding bad behavior. I was concerned. I think it was a 1950s equivalent of sending your child to bed without dinner. That may be the worst thing that you can say about it, he said. Adding insult to injury, he said, my wife immediately took him to McDonald's.
Wow.
Upon reflection, Shore said that he should have remembered that mother knows best. The first thing I did was I questioned myself, he recalled. Had I done something wrong? I did what any 43-year-old Jewish man would do. I told my mother. I said, my God, did I do something wrong here?
Yes, you had sex with that lady.
My mother, the strictest, even my mother, the strictest mother in the world, said, well, why didn't you just take him to McDonald's? What were you thinking? You know this is a divorce situation.
Mm. Well, why would... Hold on. If he doesn't want to take the kid to McDonald's, then why would he take the kid...
Apparently, he's supposed to do everything the child wants to do, because if he doesn't do everything the child wants him to do, then he'll lose the kid.
Right.
Okay, well...
Because these custody battles are despicable.
Understood. he can point to all kinds of reasons why he might consider McDonald's food to be unhealthy mm-hmm. and a poor nutritional choice, or even a dangerous nutritional choice.
Right, which you should be doing in a custody battle, in fact, if you want to win.
So that's.
But are they saying this was more of an issue about him not feeding the child? Is that what they're?
I think that's what the court-appointed psychologist is.
Coincidentally, happens to be a McDonald's.
Yeah. But okay, so what if he had taken him to McDonald's and the child refused to eat anything,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like, "Well, okay, I don't know what to do. Well, actually, I'm just going to throw this food away because there's no food in the car." At that point, has he deprived the child of food? At which point exactly does one deprive the child of food? Because I don't think this child was deprived
of
food.
No, he was offering him food from any restaurant he refused
to eat. In Manhattan.
He could have taken him. The child could have gone to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse had he known. He did not.
Right, but I mean, you know, and cared about Ruth's Chris.
He could have gotten a hot dog and Grace Papaya in Manhattan.
Anything.
So...
what's that Chinese restaurant we like there? My Evergreen...
Shanghai? My Evergreen Shanghai?
That one. Awesome.
I don't think I've ever been there.
just one of a zillion Chinese restaurants.
It's really good.
If it's, you know, one of those well-known ones, though, I've eaten a lot of them.
Not at all.
No.
Some hole in the wall.
We can't afford well-known.
Before drop, but there's a lot of well-known places in New York that are very affordable in Manhattan. But anyway, before dropping the son off at his wife's East 84th Street building, Shore says he tried to make light of the situation by horsing around with him and trying one last time to change his mind about dinner. But the son apparently tattled on his dad, and his wife flipped out and called the shrink, according to the suit.
Mm.
Shore claims that Dr. Schiller only interviewed the child and his mother and never asked for his side of the story before telling the court that she was gravely concerned about Shore's parenting. Barry,
it sounds like Mom bought an expert witness. I'm, you know, what can I say? Unimpressed.
Yeah. Barry Eunice Shore sued her husband for a divorce in 2011, just 4 years after they married in a lavish ceremony at the Regis Hotel in Manhattan.
What a surprise. I couldn't guess this.
She apparently filed motions asking the judge to punish her husband for flouting court orders and for a judgment on non-payment of child support. Her attorney declined to comment on the McDonald's matter. It's litigation between Mr. Shore and Ms. Schiller, Newman said. In the past 2.5 years... they had a partial custody. I'm sorry. In the past 2.5 years, he has had partial custody of the son. Their time together has run smoothly without incident, save a scraped knee. Shore insists in the suit. It's just funny how many all these little details are in this article because it's a custody.
So he's suing the shrink. Is that right?
Yes.
For shrink.
Yeah, for defamation. He wants the shrink to return the $2,750 he paid for the evaluation.
Who paid? He
apparently he did.
Well, the court orders this stuff all the time.
The real delight.
Family courts bankrupt people by, you know, you have to pay for all these services that you're being forced to, forcibly subjected to.
Dr. Schiller told the Post she could not comment on the details of the incident. She only said, "I am conducting a forensic evaluation on this matter, and I will be conducting I will be issuing a confidential report to the court about the matter, and it will be tried by the court." The custody trial resumes in December when the judge will ultimately decide if Shore is fit to parent his son.
Mm. Right. Nobody has to decide whether the wife or the ex-wife is fit to parent the son. Only the dad is going to be decided.
Or that, you know, perhaps both of them are unqualified because the kid knows what McDonald's is.
Mm. That's a sad story.
I can tell you that there's as many different opinions on raising children as there are people.
Problem is, there are men with robes whose opinions matter more.
Well, it's not just the men with robes, too. It's these loony psychiatrists that have power to affect these court cases as well, and they can just get bought and paid for.
Oh, yeah, they definitely, in a lot of cases,
you grab a psychiatrist and you rule someone's crazy or unfit or something like that, you can really manipulate court battles.
Sure, and of course, a lot of fathers will tell you that these guardian ad litems and court-appointed bureaucrats side with the females in the case more often than not, and in a lot of ways, very unfairly.
Now the father has enough money and is willing to bribe the right people.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Oh, no, it's not. It's the Pro XPN toll free line. But I'm looking at something that says SACL on it, so I have an excuse as to why I said SACL there.
Well, I hope you have video of that.
SACL is a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live, and they're
very
also
long time.
Yeah, and they're also a sponsor of the School Sucks Project.
Yeah, that's because Jason Osborne hangs out at School Sucks Project, does a little bit of helping there.
He's on the air over there.
Yep, indeed. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you at schoolsucksproject.com.
You've said probably toll-free call in line well over 10,000 times over the course of the years.
At least. It's been that call in line for that 5 years.
And you know what they say, that 10,000 repetitions makes you a master of something, right?
He's a master of saying CAI.
A master of saying that at this point.
The funny thing is most people don't know what we're saying when we say it.
They don't know what it is.
And that's one of the reasons I like ProXPN for the phone line sponsor there. And,
well, SACL even changed their name. They're now Credit Adjustments, right?
Credit Adjustments, but they didn't want to change the sponsorship name here, so, you know, whatever. It's SACL to us.
Yep, so let's move on, shall we? Johnson, you've got other interesting news to share tonight, this time about crack cocaine and methamphetamine, two of the most just negatively connotated drugs out there. I mean, these drugs do not get good press. There's no positive.
This is interesting press.
There's no positive television series out there about methamphetamine addicts. And, you know, for all the...
That includes Breaking Bad.
Right. And for all of the evidence out there, there's a lot of really bad stuff that is associated with the use of these drugs. These drug addicts that are addicted to methamphetamine and crack cocaine, a lot of them do not have good lives. We used to have a co-host on the show who at one time was addicted to crack cocaine, and she ended up turning tricks to buy crack.
I don't know what you're talking about. I immediately thought you were talking about Crackhead Bill.
No. Crackhead Bill, to my knowledge, has never actually smoked crack. It's just a fun name for him.
All right, well,
anyway, let's jump into it. Where's it from?
Apparently everything that you've heard about crack and meth is wrong. According to Forbes.com, Forbes magazine, and this article is by Jacob Salem from Reason, growing familiarity with marijuana has been accompanied by growing support for legalization because people discovered through personal experience that the government was lying to them about the drug's hazards. But it is easier to demonize less popular drugs such as crack, cocaine, and methamphetamine, which in the public mind are still linked as marijuana once was with addiction, madness, and violence. Any attempt to question the use of force in dealing with these drugs, therefore, must begin by separating reality from horror stories. That is where Carl Hart comes in. Hart, a neuropharmacologist at Columbia who grew up in one of Miami's rougher neighborhoods, has done a bold, path-breaking research that challenges the widely accepted beliefs about crack and meth. In his inspiring and fascinating new memoir, High Price, he describes both how he overcame his early disadvantages to secure a tenured position at an Ivy League university, and how he came to question everything he thought he knew about drugs as he learned to think critically about the issue. Before he became a scientist, Hart believed that people who use crack generally get hooked on it and thereby lose control of their behavior.
I think that's what most people think, is that you smoke crack, you lose control of your behavior, you become a crackhead.
Before you know it, you're knocking over convenience stores and shooting old ladies.
And turning tricks, or whatever you gotta do.
Yeah. But when he looked at the data on the patterns of drug use as an academic, he could plainly see that only a small minority of people who try crack become heavy users. Even at the peak of widespread use, he writes, only 10 to 20% of crack cocaine users became addicted. According to the National Survey of Drug Use and Health, just 3% of Americans who have tried this repeatedly irresistible and inescapable drug have smoked it in the last month.
So 3% of people who have tried it have smoked it in the last month. So that would suggest that a lot of people either had control of their use from the beginning or... you kick the habit.
Right.
Probably on their own in a lot of cases.
Right. This is certainly because it's illegal and there's, you know, not.
I know a lady who is a mom, and she told me about her meth using habit that she had for a period of time, and she's a very responsible woman. She said she would use the meth to clean the house. And
Oh my.
Yeah. I don't know if it might have been speed, but there's definitely a relation there between speed and meth.
Well, contrary to what anti-drug ads claim, Hart observes addiction is not an equal opportunity disorder. He notes that even rats whose voracious consumption of cocaine in certain contrived conditions supposedly shows how powerfully addictive that drug is tend to use it in moderation when they have other options such as food, sex, or an interesting environment to explore.
Yeah, this is, I think this may be the same guy who was behind the experiment we talked about a few weeks ago on this program where it they basically took that rat experiment and they did it on humans, and they found out that when you take these crack they took addicts, like people who were already addicted to crack cocaine, brought them into a hospital-controlled environment. They gave them a big old hit of crack in the morning, and then they were offered crack throughout the day at multiple intervals. The amount of crack would be different day in and day out that they would be offered, but regardless, what they were given was a choice between smoking another hit of crack, which was the best crack you could buy, right?
Right.
Medical grade
crack.
Quality crack. So they had the choice, this crack addict had the choice between smoking the best crack possible or getting a $20 or $5 bill at the end of the experiment, which was a six-week-long experiment. So they weren't getting the money
Weeks away.
They were going to get the money on the back end of it. And they found that these people, especially when it was the $20, every time chose the $20. So they did not choose the crack. They chose the cash. And that was more evidence to show that really these addicts, the problem is their environment. The problem is the life that they're living, that they want to escape from that life, and that this is their method.
Yep. So he goes on to say, crack gained the popularity that it did in the hood because there weren't many other affordable sources of pleasure and purpose, Art writes. And that was why, despite years of media-hyped predictions, that crack's expansion across classes was imminent. It never ravaged the suburbs.
Yeah. And by the way, the crack babies are okay, too.
Yeah.
That was all a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Furthermore,
there ain't nothing.
Nope. No, there's all the fears about crack babies going to be, bad children or brain damaged or stupid or whatever. None of it. None of it's true.
Mm. I know that fetal alcohol syndrome is real.
Mm. Furthermore, Hart's own research with heavy crack smokers found that in contrast with a stereotypical addict who cannot help but immediately consume whatever crack is available, they frequently rejected the drug in favor of small cash payments or vouchers.
Yes, okay, so it was that guy.
He got similar results with meth snorters, even though he deliberately recruited frequent consumers who had no interest in stopping. These findings underline a crucial truth that Hart emphasizes. The effects of drugs on human behavior and physiology are determined by a complex interaction between the individual drug user and his or her environment.
855 453. One thing's for sure, putting these people in jail is not making their lives better. It's Free Talk Live.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. We're here together tonight, and we're here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. Actually, we happen to know each other before the Free State Project. Most of the co-hosts on the show, we did not know before the Free State Project. But we all moved here from elsewhere, as have done over 1,000 people now, as part of the Free State Project, moved to New Hampshire to get active for liberty because, well, the fact is there just aren't enough people who love liberty around the United States and around the world. And of those people who do love liberty, there just aren't enough of them who are willing to actually do something about it, to work towards changing the status quo, to work towards a freedom, a level of freedom that we've not experienced in our lifetime. There just aren't enough people willing to do. And that's one of the reasons why I joined the Free State Project, because I was really frustrated with banging my head up against a wall, so to speak, in Florida, where I'm from, where I would spend all kinds of time and money and effort attempting to advance the ideas of liberty. And then I would feel like I'd just spun my wheels for several years. And so when I found out about the idea of, hey, let's move people who are like me, like liberty-oriented folks, together to the same place and get active, seemed like a no-brainer. I said, I've got to be a part of this. It took me a little while to get over the idea of it being cold in New Hampshire. And it does get cold in New Hampshire.
And we have heaters.
Although this fall has been a little mild, I must say. We're in the Keenevention, right in the heart of fall.
All the evidence is that if there is global warming going on, that it's benefiting New Hampshire.
It certainly seems like it.
It's been more mild the last few years.
Last couple few years, yeah. And so this year, Keenevention was November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Normally, it's pretty brittle cold, but it was like almost like the end of summer kind of temperatures.
I don't know. I mean, we got one day, but then, a couple days ago, it was 22-something outside. I mean...
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's consistently been warm this fall. No. New Hampshire's all over the place as far as its
I'm not sitting here in shorts.
Right.
Right. But today it was
you,
a pretty nice
day. You have to
nice
remember,
day.
I moved in almost exactly right about this time.
About a year ago?
Year, yeah. Yeah. So, actually, what is the date today?
Today? No, the 7th?
Yeah, so, like, 1 month, you know, 1 month prior to this, you know, to right about now. And the weather is, to me, it seems like pretty much exactly like what it was last year, except for that one crazy snowstorm.
Yeah. So, anyway, go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about this idea. The idea is to get 20,000. We've got over 1,400 that are here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 have pledged to be in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to reach 20,000. So we're over 75% of the way there, but we could use your help. Please don't just sit back and say, oh, let everybody else do the work. There's a lot of work to be done. Even though New Hampshire is the freest place in the United States, there's still a lot of problems here in New Hampshire, and we need more activists on the ground, more people doing what they think is the most effective activism to achieve freedom in our lifetime. If you want a chance at freedom, you've got to get together with people who think like you. Otherwise, I'm sorry, it's just not realistic. You might as well give up. So go to freestateproject.org. Unless you think there's going to be some sort of renaissance, some kind of liberty renaissance, where all of a sudden all these apathetic people will wake up and become, out of nowhere, have a concern for liberty and be willing to do something about it, not realistic.
If you think there's going to be a liberty renaissance across the United States, I want you to keep the Free State Project in mind. Because at some point or another, you'll likely be disappointed and you'll want to go for something that is actually working.
All right, so again, freestateproject.org. Oh, and I heard that the Free State Project has begun selling tickets to the Liberty Forum. I have not yet confirmed that. I don't know where they are selling those tickets, because I'm on their Liberty Forum page on their site right now, and I don't see it there. But I could have sworn I saw something about that on the Facebook.
So. I saw a post talking about the new design and whatnot.
For the logo?
I don't know what
they started. What they started, and I don't know if I would call it selling, is that they started giving out the graphics packs and allowing people to start being able to promote Liberty Forum with the new graphics and whatnot.
Okay, so I was correct. They are now selling the Liberty Forum tickets.
Okay.
The difference is that the website is new. It used to be on freestateproject.org's site.
Really?
But now they have nhlibertyforum.com. You can go there and you can get signed up for this event. It's going to be February 20th through the 23rd, so coming up in 3 months, just over 3 months. There are apparently 58 speakers that are lined up, including Naomi Wolf, as well as a number of other people whose full names are not being presented, so it's hard for me to know what they
Naomi
are.
Naomi Wolf will be at the Liberty Forum.
I see Jim Bovard in there.
Ian Freeman will be there.
I am not scheduled as a speaker, but I can tell you this. I have been asked to host a civil disobedience panel, which, as I was saying at Keenvention, is pretty much overdone at this point, and I have told them that I will host a direct action panel rather than a civil disobedience panel, because I think there's a lot more than civil disobedience that's happening in New Hampshire now. It used to be civil disobedience used to be a big deal here, and it still is a big deal when it happens, but there's a lot more boots on the ground kind of take action sort of activism, like Robin Hooding, for instance, or cop blocking. These are things that involve risk, but are not necessarily civil disobedience, and I think that those are important forms of activism. So that's what I'll be focusing on with my panel.
I mean, I don't want to be calling anybody out or anything, but I thought Naomi Wolf was like a big-time liberal activist.
I believe she is kind of a left-leaning individual.
Just bizarre choice.
I don't think there's anything wrong with bringing people on board to speak at an event that aren't maybe, you know, that aren't 100% on board with the ideas of liberty. And if anything, didn't she come 1 year? Was she canceled? She had to cancel at the last moment.
I couldn't tell you.
It just surprised me, because I thought on several issues that she's, you know, sort of a vocal opponent to some of the ideas.
No, I think that that's true. There was some sort of example I was given about her, and I think actually it might have been Carla, the president of the Free State Project, talking about her plan to speak, that she took a kind of liberal position on education, but then when she was talked to by liberty-minded people about it, she could see the liberty perspective on it,
right,
as well. So I think that like with the Occupy movement and the Tea Party, I think it's important to bring people into the fold who agree with us on some things, and then show them how the principle applies elsewhere. I think there's real value there. I mean, Carlos from the Photography Is Not a Crime blog, he is also kind of a left-leaning guy, from what I understand, although he packs heat, so he's an interesting character.
He is an interesting character.
But you know, he came out and he spoke about photography freedom at, mm-hmm. at that event, and it was an awesome speech. So, I mean, I wouldn't have given him any kind of litmus test. Oh, well, you're not libertarian enough for this event. So.
Right.
So anyway, it's going to be great, and you should go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's where you can get registered in
advance.
Jeffrey
Tucker comes again.
He's been there a couple times, hasn't he?
He's awesome.
Full speakers only pass, $125 for the Liberty Forum. And if you want to get the meals included, it's $250. Get you in for the entire weekend, get you all the meals, and it's a blast. I mean, if you've never been to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum before, you definitely should make it up for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see you there, because normally, they haven't asked us yet, but normally, Free Talk Live is kind of a mainstay. We go there and broadcast live, and it's a good time.
Yeah, maybe I'm just so vain. Of course they're going to ask us.
So, all right, other news here tonight. There is a lot to discuss, and we have one segment remaining. We're going to sneak in the story that I teased earlier about the Pledge of Allegiance. In this case, it happened in Florida. Hernando County School District has suspended the teacher.
Hernando County.
I don't know where that is. Where is Hernando County? Is that east of Tampa?
No, it's north.
North of Tampa, okay.
Yeah.
According to NYDailyNews.com, Florida teacher told her fourth grade student to pledge allegiance to the flag or else. Hernando County school teacher Ann Daigle McDonald has been suspended without pay after grabbing a student's wrist, placing it over his heart, and forcing him to recite the pledge.
Oh, boy.
The boy, a Jehovah's Witness,
oh boy,
reminded the teacher that his religion doesn't allow him to worship objects. He stood up out of respect for his country, but he didn't want to put his hand over his heart. We'll tell you what the teacher said to him in response in a moment. Also, take your calls as well. Maybe you want to share your thoughts on the Pledge of Allegiance. And maybe you were like this young man and you refused to pledge. What happened to you in school? 855-450-FREE. You can take control in the remaining moments, which are next.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me.
Why?
Granger. Granger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. So, yeah, remaining moments here. Just enough time for your thoughts.
You can keep playing that music for you. Token up. That's right, buddy.
It's okay. As long as you don't get locked outside. That did happen one night.
To whom?
Not to me. To one of the board ops.
Didn't that happen? Wasn't that Ted's son that happened to?
It might have been. I don't remember. It's been years since that one happened. All right, so we'll take your calls about anything, 855-450-FREE. Skype us. Username is lrn.fm. We're talking about this fourth-grade student who's a Jehovah's Witness and reminded his teacher, Ms. Ann Daigle McDonald, that he was a Jehovah's Witness when she tried to tell him to put his hand over his heart during the Pledge of Allegiance. He did not want to do that because, well, his religion doesn't allow him to worship objects.
Now, this guy stood up during the pledge in order to, in this case it says honor his country, which I don't know if that's a Jehovah's Witness tenet or
he
whatever.
He stood up, it says, out of respect for his country. Now, that's not a quote from him, that's the article saying that.
Okay, so he stood up.
But he didn't want to put his hand over his heart. He may have just stood up because everybody else stands up, right?
Jehovah's Witnesses don't say the pledge.
Yeah.
They don't put their hand over their heart, and I think that they probably have sort of systems that they teach their young people and how to deal with this. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses are not alone in this. Amish don't.
Good for them.
Quakers, as far as I know, don't. Certainly, we've talked about it many times in
anybody
my meeting.
Anybody who doesn't want to worship idols shouldn't be saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Did either of you ever rebel against this? I mean, rebel young enough to?
I went to the office. I was sent to the dean's office over not standing for the pledge.
I was removed from a class at least once that I recall, and from a long time I can recall not appreciating.
I never was really like an openly defiant, you know, in elementary school when I did this, you know, when it was like government public school, because I went to a private high school, but
I wasn't consistent about it.
Yeah, neither was I. I mean, but what I remember is that there were a couple times where I was able to just sit down and not stand for it, and I got away with it.
So yeah, I've stayed seated. I've changed the words.
Yes, I did that. I was was like, burr, 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 burr.
I remember in elementary school, I changed it to like the USSR and things like that. Yeah. Just, you know, just being a little brat. So, back to the story here. What did the teacher say to him when she forced his hand over his heart? And by the way, she's been suspended for this. She said, You are an American, and you are supposed to salute the flag, she says, and she went on to sure she yanked the boy's hand over his heart and told the entire class, in my classroom, everyone will do the pledge. No religion says that you can't do the pledge.
Now, she's just wrong there.
Well, now you don't have a classroom anymore.
Well, for now, yeah. She actually is on unpaid suspension, surprisingly enough. She continued, if you don't want to say the pledge, you still have to put your hand on your heart, and if you don't want to do that, you should move out of the country.
Actually, you know what? It's not surprising to me. And the reason why is because Jehovah's Witnesses, they're still Christians, right? I mean, so, I mean, she violated religion, I mean, and...
Right, know, that's...
You don't violate religion here.
Yeah, that's what happened in this circumstance. But I think this is kind of interesting. The Founding Fathers, with the whole Boston Tea Party thing... Yeah, you know, they stopped sort of being Englishmen. When they signed a piece of paper that declared their independence from the English king, I mean, this kind of rabid nationalism is un-American.
Let's go to the phones. Perry's on the line in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening to WSMN. Hey, Perry.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
In my mind on is that you're talking about, you know, these people that ain't going to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
I had this young kid. I was in young grades. I forget what grade it was, but it was 1 to 6. And he wasn't quite white, but he was, you know, a Jehovah Witness. And I always thought it was strange. It's, you're here in America, and you're observing all our rights, and you're enjoying all of our rights, but you won't salute the flag. And I know the separation of church and state back in the day, we had a moment of silence, which I don't know since I'm 48 years old now. It's, they don't have that, I don't believe, or they're reenacting it.
Mm. But so you're saying you think he should be worshiping the flag?
Well, it's, you know, I had an ex-wife that was worshiping me while she was... going out while I was out and about and doing work, you know. And
I don't know what you mean
now
by that.
I don't have a tan line.
A tan line?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying at all. Is anybody else, is he making sense? Anybody?
No, but I really want to see how far I'll go with it.
Perry, hang on a second. So can you rephrase that?
Okay, I'm just saying is, in God we trust and all this. And
that's something they wrote on the money. I mean, it doesn't, yeah. I mean, it's not like he signed that or anything.
That line's actually not in the pledge.
This nice kid that was in my class, he would stand up there and I pledge allegiance to the flag, and he would stand up. He would respect that everybody stands up because the teacher says everybody stands up, and no, he would not put his hand to his heart.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Perry, he's a hero. I mean, I think that kids that aren't, that don't stand for the pledge, that don't say the pledge, that don't put their hand over their heart are heroes.
I don't agree.
Because they're going against the crowd.
I don't agree with you at all. He's doing it because of his religion. If somebody is willfully doing it.
Because of so many people during the course of America. You know, we came from England because of oppression and all that.
Not everyone came from England.
I didn't come from England.
Yeah, I came from my mother. You know, wherever she came from is beyond my point. You know, it's just that he's in the country and he's into this religion. And okay, the religion, but at least, like you said, I just heard on the radio that this other guy that is at the Kingdom Hall, he stood up. He didn't put his hand on his heart. He kept his mouth shut. And we have separation of church and state, and we always had, you know, a moment of silence to pray, you know.
I think you're just kind of going around in circles, Perry, but I really want to say I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you for listening in Nashua there to WSMN. Yeah, look, I get it. You know, people really like this whole America thing with the flag and all that. But sorry, I think that this kid is a hero for standing up for himself.
I completely disagree.
And I get where you're coming from, Johnson.
I think it's great that he's standing up for himself, but I mean, somebody who willfully doesn't stand for the pledge because they don't agree with the ideas of the pledge, That's one thing.
That's part of the idea is that you're worshiping the state's idol, and he disagrees with that idea.
Sure.
And he's willing to go against the crowd in order to stand up for his beliefs. You may not agree with his religious beliefs. I certainly don't. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness.
Sure.
But any young person that has the cojones to go against a crowd of their peers like this... That, I mean, he didn't go all the way. He stood up.
I don't know.
But
religious, I think that a lot of religious people go against this kind of stuff in school. They get trained to do it. I mean, it's constant.
But I think that nationalism and religion are basically very similar concepts.
Sometimes opposing forces for the same end.
Right. I mean, there's really not much difference than worshiping, our forefathers and, you know, like the people, ancestor worship, Shinto ancestor worship is common in Japan. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that? And our people fought for this flag. I mean, I can totally understand how somebody of a particular religion believes that the flag's a graven image. And believes that
idol worship,
putting
clearly.
Your hand over your heart is worship of that flag and swearing allegiance to it and all that stuff. Now,
chanting?
But all those things, that's not where I come from. I don't consider those, I don't look at it as a religious issue. What I look at it
is... It's definitely religious.
I'm bothered by the fact that they have pictures of the president in a lot of classrooms.
Yeah, that's a little weird, too, having the presidents right there by the flag so that you're looking at them as you're looking at the flag adoringly at our past great leaders, that kind of nonsense. But I don't look at this from a religious standpoint. What I look at it from is what's the point of this pledge? What is it saying? Who created it? The pledge was created by a National Socialist, and that's the party of Hitler. The first pledge to the flag was a pledge where your arm was out raised like a Nazi salute.
They've got that
Google
picture
Francis
here.
Francis Bellamy.
To the credit of NY Daily News. Actually, if you Google Bellamy salute, you'll come up with multiple pictures of this. But, yeah, right here, and we'll link to this on our Facebook page. So when you pull up this New York Daily News story, because there's more to the story, we're not going to have time to get to it. But they've got a humongous picture of this arms out kind of salute, this fascist Roman salute that children used to do to the pledge. Would that make people feel differently if they saw that today about the pledge?
I want to know the other country that does a pledge. What other country has their kids stand up and give a mindless pledge at like?
Well, they certainly have anthems.
Old.
They have national anthems.
Do they have to sing them every day?
I don't know if it's
maybe
every
North
day.
Korea.
But they do it. We'll come back with more tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.